الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to this silsila entitled, O You Who Believe. In this silsila, we take a look at those verses of the Qur'an in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called out to the believers with a beautiful address of honor, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O You Who Believe. And we try to take lessons and pearls of wisdom from these verses of the Qur'an. And we try to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out with to the believers. The messages from the Lord of all the worlds, the messages from our Creator, the guidance from our Creator, specifically for those who believe. In today's episode, we'll be looking at one such verse and deriving some Madani pearls, some pearls of wisdom, in the light of the teachings of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the writings of the scholars. Before moving on to today's verse and today's topic, we'll begin by sharing a virtue and a blessing of reciting salawat, reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Whoever recites salawat, Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon me, 200 times on a Friday, 200 years of his sins will be forgiven." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Today's verse is a verse from a surah of the Holy Quran, which is found in the 28th surah, the 28th juz of the Holy Quran. And the title of the surah itself gives away the topic of today's episode. The name of the surah is Surah Al-Jumu'ah. And this is the surah of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the day of Friday. And in the verse that we're looking at, verse number 9 of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَسَعَوْا إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعِ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O you who believe, when the call for salah is given on Jumu'ah, then rush towards the remembrance of Allah and leave aside business. This is better for you if you know. In the tafsir of this verse, it's mentioned in Khazain al-Irfan, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on his way to Medina for migration, he stopped at a place called Quba at the time of dawn on a Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stayed there for 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And during this stay, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid the foundation stone of a masjid. On Friday, on the day of Jumu'ah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded towards Medina. When they reached the area of Bani Salim bin Auf, it was time to offer Jumu'ah Salah, Friday prayer. And people took that place as a masjid where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the first Jumu'ah Salah and delivered a sermon. So on the journey to Medina, at that particular place in Bani Salim bin Auf, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the very first Jumu'ah Salah in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, at the time of migration, and where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the first khutbah, first sermon of Jumu'ah, the people there took that place as a masjid. And that glorious Masjid al-Jumu'ah still exists, and visitors visit the masjid for attaining blessings and offering nafal salah there. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تسعوا إلى ذكر الله. There was a call to prayer. The Adhan is given on the day of Friday. Then rush towards the dhikr of Allah. Hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. The scholar is saying in the tafsir of this verse that rushing towards the remembrance of Allah means getting ready and making preparations to attend the Friday prayer. And here, the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, means the khutbah of Jumu'ah. And in the tafsir of this verse, from the ahkam which are derived from this verse, the rulings which are derived from this verse, it is mentioned that buying and selling, trading, doing business is impermissible, is not permitted on the day of Friday once the adhan for the salah has been given. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is emphasizing the importance of attending Friday prayer, attending Jumu'ah prayer. What are the blessings of Jumu'ah? Why is Jumu'ah called Jumu'ah? What are the rewards that a person can attain on this day of Jumu'ah? What is the blessings of this beautiful gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the ummah of His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? First of all, the name Jumu'ah. It's mentioned by Mufti Ahmad Al-Khana'imi rahimahullah that before the advent of Islam, the Arabs used to call Friday Aruba, and the name of this day was Aruba. Then after the advent of Islam, the name of this day became Jumu'ah. Friday became known as Jumu'ah. The reason for this, Jumu'ah means to gather, gathering. And it's mentioned that because all the creatures assembled in their beings on this day, and the completion of creation took place on this very same day. So because all of the people were gathered together on this day was named Jumu'ah, the day of gathering. Also, the clay for the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was collected, was gathered together on this day. Therefore, this day was called the day of gathering, Jumu'ah. Similarly, people gather together and perform the Jumu'ah prayer on this day. The masjids are filled, people congregate and they gather together. It's a day of gathering. And therefore, this day was known as the day of Jumu'ah. It's also mentioned that it was on this day that the people of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara gathered together to welcome the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of that gathering, the day became known as Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of gathering. Another reason is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers blessings in this day. And the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are multiplied on the day of Friday. And the times that dua is accepted are also gathered together on the day of Friday. For this reason, the day of Friday is known in Islam as Yawmul Jumu'ah, the day of gathering. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered almost 500 Jumu'ah salah in his blessed life whilst apparently with us on this world. Before veiling himself from this world, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed approximately 500 Jumu'ahs, because the offering of Jumu'ah salah commenced subsequent to the migration. As we've heard, the first Jumu'ah salah offered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place upon the occasion of the Hijrah, the migration towards Medina, to Munawwara. After which the total period of the apparent life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 10 years. And there are approximately 500 Fridays in that 10 year period. As for the importance of Jumu'ah salah, he mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal will seal the heart of the one who abandons three Friday prayers, three Jumu'ah salahs in a row, out of laziness. And Jumu'ah salah is fard, and its fardiyah, its obligation, is more emphatic than the obligation of Salatul Zuhr. As for the blessings and the rewards that we can attain on the day of Friday, it's mentioned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels send blessings upon those who wear the Imamah Sharif on the day of Friday. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful blessing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, His innocent angels, send blessings upon those people who wear the imama, who wear this blessed sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon their heads on the day of Friday. Unfortunately, nowadays many Muslims treat the day of Friday as any ordinary day. Whereas in actual fact, the day of Friday is an Eid, a day of celebration for the believers. It is superior to all other days. The fire of hell is not blazed up on a Friday, and the gates of hell are not opened on Friday night. On the day of resurrection, on Judgment Day, Friday will be brought in the form of a bride. And a fortunate Muslim dying on the day of Friday attains the rank of martyrdom and remains safe from the torment of the grave. Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmed al-Khan Na'imi rahimahullah says that the reward of the Hajj performed on Friday is equivalent to 70 Hajj. Because the reward of a single virtuous deed, one good deed, performed on a Friday is multiplied 70 times. Because Friday is an immensely sacred day. And also, we must also remember that the punishment of a sin committed on Friday is also increased 70 times. So it's very important that we do as much good deeds as possible and refrain from all sins on every single day, but especially on the day of Friday. And the excellence of Friday is such that, as we heard before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed an entire surah by the name of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. And it's the verse in this particular surah in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who believe, when the call for salah is given on the day of Friday, rush towards the remembrance of Allah and leave trading." This is the verse that we're looking at in today's episode of O you who believe. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Rush towards the remembrance of Allah on the day of Friday and leave trading, leave buying and selling," Allah Almighty then says, "ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ." This is better for you if you know. Meaning the people who have knowledge, the people who know, those people would know that performing salah on the day of Jumu'ah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, performing the dhikr of Allah, is indeed more virtuous and much better than business and trading and buying and selling. With regards to the blessings of the day of Jumu'ah, it's mentioned in a hadith in the Jami' of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, he reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Khayru yawmin tala'at fihi shamsu yawmul Jumu'ah." The best day that the sun has risen upon is the day of Friday. فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. He says, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said that on the day of Friday, Adam ﷺ was created. And on this day, Adam ﷺ was entered into paradise. In one narration it mentions that the Prophet ﷺ said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ إِلَّا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ فِتْنَةَ الْقَبْرِ. That no Muslim dies on the day of Friday, nor the night of Friday, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him from the trials of the grave. Subhanallah. The fortunate Muslim who is blessed with dying on the day of Jumu'ah, the blessed day of Friday, or the night of Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect that person from the trials of the grave. And in Sahih al-Bukhari, a hadith is mentioned on the authority of Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi, radiyallahu anhu, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "من اختسل يوم الجمعة وتطهر بما استطاع من طهر ثم ادهن أو مس من طيب." But whoever takes a bath, performs ghusl on the day of Friday, and purifies himself as much as he is able to do, and then he puts oil on his hair, or puts on fragrance, puts on perfume, ثم راح فلم يفرق بين اثنين, and he proceeds for the prayer, he travels towards the masjid to attend the prayer of Friday, the Jumu'ah Salah, and he does not force his way between two people. He does not force his way between two people who are assembled in the masjid for the Friday prayer. فَصَلَّى مَا كُتِبَ لَهُ, and he prays whatever is written for him. ثُمَّ إِذَا خَرَجَ الْإِمَامُ أَنْصَتَ, and then when the imam comes out to deliver the khutbah, he remains silent. Then that person who took a bath on Friday, performed ghusl, purified himself, put oil on his hair, scented himself, put perfume on, came for the Friday prayer, didn't force his way in between two people, prayed whatever was written for him, remained quiet when the Imam delivered the khutbah, what is the virtue of that person? وَغُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمُعَةِ الْأُخْرَى. Then all of the sins in between the present and the last Friday, all of the sins that he's committed in the week between the previous Friday and this Friday will all be forgiven by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Such a great blessing. Such a great blessing for the person who makes these arrangements to attend the Friday prayer, who purifies himself, attends the prayer, performs the salah, listens to the khutbah. A person who makes all of these arrangements, who treats the day of Friday as a special day, a blessed day, who does all of these things. For this person, his sins from the last Friday to this Friday will all be forgiven. Subhanallah. Another hadith, again in Sahih al-Bukhari, it's mentioned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding the day of Friday, فِيهِ سَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهُ عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ وهو قائم يصلي يسأل الله تعالى شيئا إلا أعطاه إياه. That on the day of Friday, there is a special moment that if any Muslim gets that moment, becomes in accordance to that moment, whilst praying, and asks for something from Allah, there's a special moment on the day of Friday that if a Muslim asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely fulfill that dua. وَأَشَارَ بِيَدِهِ يُقَلِّلُهَا. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then signaled, gestured with his hand, with his blessed hand, to show how short the time was in which dua is accepted on the day of Friday. With regards to the blessings of the day of Friday, it's mentioned that supplications are accepted, du'as are accepted on the day of Friday. And in one narration, the beloved Prophet ﷺ actually said that on the day of Friday, look for the moment that is desired. Meaning look for the moment in which du'a is accepted from Asr until Maghrib. And Sadr al-Sharia, Mawlana Muhammad Amjad Ali A'azami, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, he states in Bahari Shariat that there are two very strong statements concerning the moment in which dua is fulfilled on Friday. The first is from the moment when the Imam sits for the sermon, the Imam sits for the khutbah, until the end of the salah. And the second is the final moment on Friday, because the Islamic day ends at Maghrib. This means the moment before Maghrib. And the renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmed al-Khan rahimahullah, he says, that during the night, during every night, one moment comes during which supplication is answered. But Friday is so special that not only during its night does a moment come in which supplications, du'as are answered, but even within the day, there is one such blessed moment in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the du'as of those praying to Him. However, he writes, it is not known for sure as to which moment it actually is. He says that the strong likelihood is that it is either between the two sermons, between the two khutbahs of the Imam. So when the Imam stands for the khutbah, delivers the sermon in Arabic, then sits down again, and then stands up for the second khutbah. In that duration when the Imam is sitting between the two khutbahs, there's a strong likelihood that this moment is that particular moment, or a short while before Maghrib. Commenting on another hadith, he says, there are about 40 different opinions of scholars regarding the moment of acceptance on the day of Jumu'ah. Two of which are the most likely. One is the one between two khutbahs, and the other is the time of sunset just before Maghrib on the day of Friday. With regards to the time between two sermons, it's important to remember that speaking at that time is not permissible. So at that time, to gain the blessings of this special moment, which could be the moment of acceptance on the day of Friday, we should make dua in our heart without reciting anything with our tongue. Because at that particular moment, during the khutbah, it is not permissible to say anything. So always remember, when attending Friday prayer, when attending Jumu'ah Salah, when the Imam is delivering the khutbah, it is not permissible to speak. Because it's not permissible to speak, and yet there are narrations, there are opinions, which say that the moment of acceptance could be the time between the two khutbahs, how can we make dua at that time? We make dua at that time without reciting anything with our tongues, without moving our lips, just by making dua in our hearts. It's reported regarding Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, that she used to sit in her small room a short while before sunset on the day of Friday. And she would ask her maid to stand outside. And she would tell her that as soon as the sun begins to set, inform me. So as soon as the sun would begin to set, the maid of Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha would inform her that the sun has just started to set. At that time, Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu anha, the leader of all women in paradise, she would raise her blessed hands for supplication. And the scholars say that it's better to ask for a supplication which is comprehensive at that time. For instance, the dua of the Holy Quran, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِينَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Lord, grant us the goodness in this world and the goodness in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the hellfire. So because this dua is a dua for the goodness of this world and the hereafter, it's comprehensive, it's all-inclusive. So the scholars recommend this dua at that time. It's also mentioned that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that there are 24 hours in a day and on the night of Friday. And there is not a single such hour in which Allah Azza wa Jal does not release 600,000 such sinners from hell, from whom hell had become due. Meaning upon whom hellfire had become necessary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 600,000 such sinners from hell in every single hour of the 24 hours of Friday. And the beloved Prophet ﷺ also mentioned that the person who dies during the night or day of Friday will be resurrected on the day of judgment with the seal of martyrs. And in one narration it mentions that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the one taking a bath on Friday, his sins are removed. When he proceeds to offer salah, he comes towards the masjid to offer salah, 20 good deeds are written for his every step. And according to one narration, the reward of 20 years good deeds is written for every step. And when he finishes the salah, he is given the reward of 200 years of worship. Subhanallah. In one narration, he mentions that the Prophet ﷺ said, your deeds are presented before Allah Azza wa Jal every Monday and Thursday, whereas they are presented to the Prophet ﷺ and parents every Friday. Pleased by your virtuous deeds, the beauty and brilliance of their faces enhances. Therefore, fear Allah and do not grieve your deceased ones by committing sins. So the day of Friday is the day in which even our deeds are presented to those parents who have passed away. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu was narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who performs five deeds on the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write his name amongst the dwellers of paradise. These are five special things to do on a Friday. Number one, visiting a sick person. Number two, attending a funeral prayer, attending a janazah. Number three, fasting. Number four, offering salatul jumu'ah. And number five, freeing a slave. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu was narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who offers salatul jumu'ah, fasts on that same day on Friday, visits a sick person, participates in a janazah, and attends a nikah ceremony, Jannah, paradise will become wajib for him. Paradise will become necessary for him. However, it's important to remember that it's makruh tanzihi to fast specifically on Friday or Saturday alone. So just to fast on Friday or just to fast on Saturday is makruh tanzihi. However, if Friday or Saturday falls on any sacred date, such as 15th of Sha'ban, 27th of Rajab, etc., there is no harm in fasting on these days. The noble Prophet ﷺ said, Friday is Eid for you. Do not fast on this day unless you add another fast on its preceding or succeeding day. Meaning unless you fast on a Thursday as well or Saturday as well. قال حضرت إمام أحمد رضا خان عليه رحمة الرحمن said, it's narrated that the fast of Friday together with that of Thursday or Saturday is equivalent to 10,000 years of fasting. Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said that the one who visits the graves of either one or both of his deceased parents on the day of Friday and recites Surah Yasin there, he would be forgiven. Subhanallah. And in one narration, the virtue of reciting Surah Yasin is mentioned in more detail. That the one who visits the graves of either one or both of his parents on Friday and recites Surah Yasin there, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him with forgiveness equivalent to the total number of letters in Surah Yasin. So from these narrations, we learn about those special things, those special deeds, which are recommended and rewardable on the day of Friday. From those visiting the sick, attending a janazah, attending a funeral prayer, attending a nikah ceremony, a marriage ceremony, fasting on that day, and joining the fast of Thursday and Friday with it, visiting the graves of one's parents, and in particular, reciting Surah Yasin. For the one who recites Surah Yasin at the grave of his parents on Friday, Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him with forgiveness equivalent to the total number of letters in Surah Yasin. And in Surah Yasin, there are 5 rukus, 83 verses, 729 words, and 3,000 letters. So a person will gain the reward of 3,000 forgivenesses. Subhanallah. It's also recommended to recite Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Friday. It's mentioned that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, for the one reciting Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, light, nur, will elevate from his feet up to the sky. And that nur will be brightened for him on the day of judgment, and his sins committed between two Fridays will be forgiven. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the one who recites Surah Al-Kahf on Friday, nur, light, will be brightened for him in between two Fridays. And in one narration it's mentioned that the one reciting Surah Al-Kahf on Friday night, nur will be brightened from where he is present up to the Blessed Kaaba. Subhanallah. It's also mentioned something else to recite on a Friday to gain special blessings. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said, the one reciting Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa wa atubu ilayh 3 times before Salatul Fajr on Friday. So in the morning, before performing Salatul Fajr on Friday, reciting Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa wa atubu ilayh, the person who says it 3 times before Salatul Fajr on Friday, his sins will be forgiven even if they are greater than the foam of the oceans. Subhanallah. Coming back to the verse of the Holy Quran which we begin with, verse number 9 of Surah Al-Jumu'ah, in which Allah Azza wa Jal calls out to the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. When the call to prayer is given on the day of Friday, then rush towards the dhikr of Allah. Rush towards the remembrance of Allah and stop trading. Leave business. In the verse that follows this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the activities that are to be done after Jumu'ah prayer. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then, when Jumu'ah Salah is completed, disperse in the land, go out in the land, and seek the grace of Allah, and remember Allah in abundance, hoping that you will succeed. In the commentary of this, it mentions, in Tafsir Khazan al-Irfan, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahimahullah says, having offered Friday Salah, it is permissible for you to occupy yourselves in earning livelihood, or to earn reward by acquiring religious knowledge, visiting the sick, attending funerals, visiting scholars, or performing other such righteous deeds. And it's preferable, it's recommended, to attend a gathering of religious knowledge after Friday Salah. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, this verse does not refer to worldly trade and business only. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after the Jumu'ah prayer is complete, then disperse in the earth, وابتغوا من فضل الله. And seek the grace of Allah, the bounty of Allah, the blessings of Allah. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remember Allah in abundance so that you are successful. Here, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he says that going out in the earth, seeking the blessing, the bounty of Allah, this doesn't just refer to worldly trade and business. Rather, it refers to seeking Islamic knowledge, visiting brothers, visiting the sick, attending funerals, and carrying out other such activities. On the day of Friday, there are other things which the scholars have listed as being mustahab, as being recommended. They say that the mustahabbat of Jumu'ah, the recommended acts on the day of Friday, include coming to Salatul Jumu'ah early, at the beginning time, using miswak, wearing nice white clothes, applying oil and fragrance, and sitting in the first row. And having a bath, having performed ghusl, is sunnah. So we learn that having ghusl, taking a bath on Friday, is a sunnah. The question arises, what time should the bath be taken on Friday? Mufti Ahmed Al-Khan rahimahullah, he says that some scholars have said, having a bath on Friday is a sunnah for Friday salah, not for Jumu'ah itself. It's a sunnah for the prayer of Friday. Therefore, having a bath is not sunnah for those upon whom Salatul Jumu'ah is not obligatory. According to some scholars, one should have a bath on Friday close to the time of Salatul Jumu'ah. So he offers the salah with the same wudu made during that ghusl. However, the most authentic verdict is that the time for ghusl, the sunnah ghusl on the day of Friday, starts from the break of dawn. It's also mentioned regarding the etiquettes of Friday, the etiquettes of Jumu'ah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, be present at the time of the sermon and sit close to the imam. Because the further a person remains from the imam, the later he will enter paradise. Even though being a Muslim, he will definitely enter paradise eventually. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, the one who talks on Friday whilst the imam is delivering the khutbah is like a donkey carrying books. And at that time, the one telling him to keep silent will not be rewarded with the reward of Jumu'ah. So this is a message for us and a point to learn. But there are many people who attend Jumu'ah Salah, but unfortunately because of lack of awareness, lack of knowledge regarding the rulings of Islam, the rulings of Jumu'ah, they fall into the mistake of talking whilst the imam is delivering the khutbah. And here the beloved Prophet ﷺ is saying that even the one who says to the person who is talking, keep silent, the one who quietens the person who is talking, even the person who says, stay quiet, be quiet, stay silent, even that person will not be rewarded with the reward of Jumu'ah. So imagine those who are talking about worldly things. And he mentions that the acts that are haram during salah, such as eating, drinking, greeting, saying salam, replying to salam, even calling someone towards goodness, these are also haram during the sermon, during the khutbah as well. So it's necessary, it's wajib, to remain silent, even for those who are present so far from the imam that they can't hear the sermon. So it's important that we remember that when we attend Jumu'ah prayer, we do not talk during the khutbah. To the extent that when the khatib mentions the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the listeners should not recite sallallahu alaihi wasallam out loud. When the names of the companions are mentioned, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should not be recited out loud by the attendees, by the listeners. Rather, when these names are mentioned, for example, when the name of the Prophet alayhi wasallam comes, if the ayah of the durood, the verse of the durood comes, during the khutbah, then instead of reciting the durood sharif, peace and blessings, salawat, out loud, instead of reciting sallallahu alayhi wasallam out loud, those who are attending Jumu'ah during the khutbah, they should recite the durood sharif in their hearts. It's also mentioned that in addition to the sermon delivered for Salatul Jumu'ah, it's also wajib to listen to the other sermons, such as the sermons for the ones delivered for Eid Salah and for marriage nikah. It's very, very important for us, having learnt about the blessings of Jumu'ah, having learnt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the believers in the Qur'an and says to them when the call of prayer is given on the day of Friday, rush to the remembrance of Allah, attend Jumu'ah Salah. And we heard about all of the blessings of people being forgiven, sins being forgiven, the blessings that shower down, the multiplication of reward on the day of Jumu'ah. All of this should encourage us and give us enthusiasm to attend Jumu'ah Salah and to make arrangements to make this day special. But it's very, very important that we also remember not to commit mistakes which might lose those blessings or lose those rewards of the day of Friday. It's mentioned in one hadith that the one who crosses over people's necks on the day of Friday. So we see this happening. Somebody comes in late, and rather than sitting at the back where he finds space, he climbs over people to try to get a few rows forward. And it's mentioned in the hadith that the one who crosses over people's necks on Friday, he makes a bridge towards the hellfire. And the explanation of this hadith is that people will enter hellfire trampling over that person. So when we attend Jumu'ah Salah, it's important that if we're late or whatever time we get there, we find a space, whatever space is, and we sit in that space. We don't climb over people to try to get forward. It's also mentioned that to sit facing the Khatib is the Sunnah of the Blessed Companions. And Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he says that when the name of the beloved Prophet alayhi salam is recited in the khutbah, those listening should recite Durood Sharif in their heart. And in Durr Mukhtar it mentions during the sermon, during the khutbah, eating, drinking, talking, even saying Subhanallah are all haram. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, during the sermon, even looking somewhere, looking away from the khatib, turning the head is haram. Walking during the sermon is haram. And the scholars say that if someone enters the masjid during the sermon, during the khutbah, he must stop wherever he is, without proceeding forward, without walking forward. Because walking is an action, and no act is permissible during the sermon. So these are things to take into consideration, things to remember when going to Jumu'ah Salah, when attempting to gain those blessings of Jumu'ah Salah. So in today's episode of All You Who Believe, we've looked at the verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Jumu'ah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to the believers and says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ When the call of Salah, when the Adhan is given on the day of Friday, فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Then rush towards the remembrance of Allah, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ And leave trading. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ This is better for you if you know. Reviews of Madin Channel, make the intention that on the day of Friday, when the day of Jumu'ah comes, we too, if Jumu'ah is necessary upon us, obligatory upon us, we too will attend Jumu'ah Salah. We will listen to the sermon of Jumu'ah, fulfilling all of the etiquettes and gaining the blessings of Jumu'ah, reciting Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Yasin on the day of Jumu'ah, and acting upon all of the etiquettes and the sunnahs of this blessed day to attain the rewards and the bounties of this beautiful day of celebration, this day of Eid as it was described in the narrations, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to the believers. Keep watching Madani Channel, keep affiliated to the environment of Dawat Islami, to learn more about the teachings of the Holy Quran, to learn more about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in this beautiful revelation, the beautiful guidance, the final book, the noble Quran, the book of wisdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to gain the blessings of the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to act upon the etiquettes and the sunnahs of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand and act upon the teachings of the Quran. Keep watching Madani Channel. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم